Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Today's video, we're going to highlight the 1995 Nebraska Cornhuskers National Championship team. I'd like to give special thanks to my social media guy and my producer today, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen for me. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Let's talk about the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the 1995 national champions. A lot of people say this is the best college football team in single season history. And it's kind of hard not to really argue against this point because there's been a lot of great football teams. The 2001 Miami Hurricanes, the 2004 USC Trojans, the Alabama teams of the 70s. A lot of great football teams, but when you look at this football team, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, I can say one word, and it's the D word. They was very dominant, very physical, and they were loud about their business. And what made them so special was their head coach, Tom Osborne, because he wasn't a loud guy. He was a very laid-back guy, but his football team played with a purpose of physical football. Think about the Nebraska Cornhuskers offensively that year. They had 212 rushing first downs that year. They had over 4,400 rushing yards. They averaged almost 7 yards per attempt, and they averaged 50 points a game. They beat four top 10 teams that year with the triple option. The four teams they beat number 2 Florida 62-24. They beat number 5 Colorado 44-21. They beat number 7 Kansas State 49-25. And they beat number 9 Kansas 41-3, of an average of 30 points. That was the final AP poll that was voted. But what really, really is surprising is that, I'm going to go back to their running attempt. Them running the football, man. They had 51 rushing touchdowns. And their defense only allowed 6 touchdowns that year. But when you look at that football team, a lot of people don't talk about him, but Tommy Frazier, who couldn't go on to a pro career because he had blood clots and had to step away from football, that year he had almost 604 yards rushing, 14 touchdowns. They had a freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska, by the name of Amon Green, that led Nebraska in rushing, over 1,086 yards, 13 touchdowns. But the gentleman that made Nebraska special, and I'm so sad, and it hurts my heart today how his career ended and how he ended up leaving us, being in prison. But he was one of the greatest football players I played. The running back position that I saw was Lawrence Phillips. He had 547 yards and 9 touchdowns. But, man, if you go back and watch Lawrence Phillips, he had everything all the great ones had, like a Marcus Dupree at that position, like a Herschel Walker, like a Walter Payton, like a Tony Dorsett, like a Barry Sanders. He was special out of California, man. In that year, I remember watching the first game they played against Michigan State. And they beat Michigan State that year 50-10 to open the season. But think about that game right there. Lawrence Phillips had 206 yards, 22 carries, and 4 touchdowns in that game. And Nebraska put up over 550 yards rushing. And you know who was the head coach at that time? He was just starting his career, Nick Saban. Man, how time flies. Now we're talking about Nick Saban, maybe the greatest college football coach of all time. But getting back to the Nebraska team, they had a special, special team. They put up 500 yards on Oklahoma State that year rushing. But what I'm going to remember about is the players that they had, man, that really, we don't really talk about today. Tommy Frazier, one of the best quarterbacks that played in college football, went to 3 national championship games, 3 years as a starting quarterback in Nebraska. Lost his sophomore year to Florida State and Charlie Ward. Came back, beat Miami. Came back, beat Florida. But think about other players that on that team. Aaron Graham, Chris Dissman, Steve Ott, Eric Anderson, Clinton Childs, Damian Benny, Michael Booker, Terrell Farley, Jay Foreman, Kristen Peter, Grant Wisdom, a lot of great football players. Gerard Tomlich, a lot of great football players on that team, man. And they won the Big Eight Conference that year by an average of 40 points. They was dominant in every facet. And getting back to their offense, I just gave you their numbers from a rushing standpoint. But I don't think I'm ever going to hear this on any level, whether it's high school, college, or professional. And I want y'all to hear this today on 100 Yards of Football. That offensive line did not give up a sack. Did not give up a sack that season. That's how good this football team was, man. That's how good that football team was. That's how good Nebraska. And then to just prove to you, out of all the national championship games, outside USC beating Oklahoma 55-19, to me, they had the most dominant performance in any team. They beat a Florida team that had led the SEC in offense that year. They had Danny Werfel, Chris Doering, Jackass Green, Redell Anthony, and they beat them 62-14. Then Florida had three guys that went to the NFL draft off that defensive line. Think about that. And in that game, Tommy Frazier put up 199 yards on the ground, and Lawrence Phillips had 154. That was a very special football team, man. I think the most dominant, if you want to say, single season. They went about their business. They ran the football, and they had a quarterback out of Brayton, Florida. Kudos to the state of Florida. One of the greatest football players ever played at that level. And they beat the Florida Gators 62-14 that day. And their defense, well, I'm talking about the performance of the offense, their defense had four sacks that evening, two interceptions, three forced fumbles against the ball coach himself, Steve Spurrier. This team beat some good teams that year. Once again, let me give you the stat. They beat four teams that ended up in the final AP poll by an average of 30 points. They beat the number two team, Florida, 62-24. And it could have been worse, so they could have put 70 on Florida. What a football team, man. With some outstanding football players. Led by one of the best running backs I've seen. And now, unfortunately, his career ended. But I'm going to tell you this. When we talk about great college football players at the running back position, we talk about Marcus Dupree. We talk about O.J. Simpson. We argue about Tony Dorsett. We argue about Bo Jackson. We argue about Herschel Walker. We argue about Barry Sanders. Marcus Dupree. I'm going to say his name again. Archie Griffin. Eddie George. But, man, the young man out of California, Lawrence Phillips, was very, very special. And this Nebraska football team, the 1995 version, it's hard for me to not say they might be the best of all time. I don't want to get nothing started here on 100 Yards of Football, but their performance that year was dominant. High level. Tornado, explosion. I'm whooping your ass all over the field. And I'm letting you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come run the ball at you. Kudos to the University of Nebraska and head coach Tom Osborne. That was a very good, balanced football team. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks once again to my producer and social media guy, Mr. Logan Landis. Y'all enjoy the rest of the week here on 100 Yards of Football. Go Big Red, the Nebraska Cornhuskers.